The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. First chapter, text number 20. Given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Recorded on July 17, 1973, in London, England.
Translation. O King, at that time Arjuna, the son of Pandu, who was seated in his chariot, his flag marked with Hanuman, took up his bow and prepared to shoot his arrows, looking at the sons of Dhritarashtra. O King, Arjuna then spoke to Hrishikesha, Krishna, these words.
Again, the word Hrishikesha is used here. In the beginning also, Hrishikesha Panchajanam. Krishna is again designated as Hrishikesha. As we have explained several times, bhakti means Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Richat. Bhakti, the whole devotional service program, means Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam. So Arjuna was meant for serving Krishna because he is bhakta. Krishna has already addressed him, bhaktosi, priyosi. Rastam jetam uttamam, my dear Arjuna, I am speaking to you the mystery of Bhagavad Gita. It is a mystery. Mystery means very complicated, no ordinary man can understand. Therefore it is called mystery, rahasyam. But not ordinary rahasyam, uttamam. Uttamam means transcendental, not covered with darkness of material science. But it is brilliant, devam, divyam, rahasyam. So ordinary man cannot understand. Therefore they interpret foolishly, speculate, and demonstrate the rascal. That's all. Even big scholars, so they cannot understand because they are not devotee. It is meant for the devotee. This whole Bhagavad Gita is a transaction between God and His devotee. There is nothing more. Just like if you go to the market and two mercantile men talk, it should be understood that he is also businessman, he is also businessman. So they must be talking something about business. It is natural conclusion. It is not that two businessmen are talking seriously, not that they are discussing Bhagavad Gita. You cannot say that. They must be talking about business, something about profit. Just like all the businessmen, they assemble in exchange, like stock exchange. So there is howling, great sound, talking with each other, tumultuous sound. That tumultuous sound means one businessman is talking, what is your rate, this is my rate, what is your rate, this is, that's all. You cannot expect that a stock exchange, the people gathered there, they are talking something about Bhagavat and Bhagavad Gita. No. Similarly, when there is talk between the Supreme Lord Krishna and His devotee, so this whole talk is bhakti. There is nothing else. They derive some meaning, jnana, jnanatmak, vyakhya, they describe on the understanding of the Jnanis, philosophical speculators, they are also candidates. Those who are Jnani, actually, they are also interested to know what is Krishna. Jnani cha bharatarushava. Jigyasu. Arto arthati. Jigyasu. Jnani cha bharatarushava. These four classes of men, provided their background is pious life. Impious life cannot inquire about God or can understand about God. We have several times repeated the verse. Jesam antagatam papam jananam punna karmana te dandamaha nirmuktam bhajanti maang dhiram. Papis, sinful men, they cannot understand. They understand only things that Krishna is Bhagavan, so I am also Bhagavan. But if he is an ordinary man, maybe little powerful, historically very famous man, so he is after all a man. So I am also man. So why not? I am God. This is the conclusion of the abhaktas. Non-devotees and sinful men. So anyone who is declaring himself God, immediately should know he is the greatest sinful man. And if you study his private life, you will see that he is number one sinful man. This is the test. Otherwise nobody will say that I am God. This false representation. Nobody. Any pious man will not do that. He knows, you know what I am. I am an ordinary human being. How can I claim to take the position of God? And they become famous among rascals. As it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Savai ustakharai. What is that verse? Ustakharai samastuta purusha pasu. In this world, we see there are many great men, so-called great men, and they are very much praised by the general people. So, Bhagavad says that anyone who is not a devotee, who never chants the Hare Krishna mantra, he may be a very great man in the estimation of rascals, but he is nothing but an animal. So, sabir varaha ustrak karoi. So how you can say such a great man, you are saying that animal, our business is very thankless task. We say any man who is not a devotee, he is rascal. We say generally. It is very harsh word, but we have to use it. As soon as we see that he is not a devotee of Krishna, then he is a rascal. How do we say? He is not my enemy, but we have to say. Because it is stated by Krishna. If you are really Krishna conscious, then our business is to repeat the words of Krishna. That's all. What is the difference between a Krishna's representative and non-representative? The representative of Krishna will simply repeat what Krishna says. That's all. He becomes representative. It doesn't require much qualification. You simply repeat with firm conviction. As Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. So, one who has accepted this fact, that if I surrender to Krishna, my all business is successful. He is Krishna. That's all. You don't require to be very highly educated or advanced. Simply, if you simply accept that what Krishna says, just like Arjuna says, sarvamayetam mritam manne, jadvadasi kesha. My dear Krishna, Keshava, whatever you are saying, I accept it. Without any change. That is bhakta. Therefore, Arjuna is address bhaktosi. This is the bhakta's business. One shall I think of Krishna as like me, ordinary man? This is the difference between a bhakta and not bhakta. A bhakta knows that I am insignificant, a small spark of Krishna. Krishna is an individual person. I am also an individual person. But when we consider about His power and my power, I am most insignificant. This is understanding of Krishna. There is no difficulty. Simply one must be sincere, not sinful. But a sinful man cannot understand. The sinful man, he will say, oh, Krishna is also man, I am also man. Why I am not God? He is simply God. No, I am also. I am God. You are God. You are every God. Just like Vivekananda said, why you are searching after God? Don't you see so many gods are loitering in the street? You see, this is his God realization. This is his God realization. And he became a big man. Oh, he is seeing everyone God. This foolishness, this rascaldom is going on all over the world. One does not know what is God, what is power of God, what is meant by God. They are accepting some rascal as God. As nowadays there is going on. Another rascal has come. He is also declaring himself God. So it has become a very cheap thing. But they have no brain to think that I am claiming God, what power I have got. So this is the mystery. This is the mystery. Without becoming devotee, the mystery of understanding God is not possible. And Krishna has said in the Bhagavad Gita, how one can know Him? Vaktyamava vijanati javana jasthyamita. Only by devotion. Simply. He could have said, by my topmost knowledge, or by yogic process, or by acting, becoming a very great karmi, worker, one can understand me. No, he has never said. Never said. So the karmis, gyanis, yogis, they are all rascals. They cannot understand Krishna. All rascals. Konmi is a third-class rascal, the Gyanis are second-class rascal, and the Yogis are first-class rascal. That's all. You should understand, the so-called Yogis, they are first-class rascal, because they do not understand Krishna. The Gyanis, they are also second-class rascal. Even a big scholar like Dr. Radha Krishna, he is deformed the meaning of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Manmana Bhavavad Bhakta Madhyaji Manganamaskuru. You always think this is Krishna consciousness. Manmana, always think of Krishna. Krishna says. And they will make meaning that you can say also. Krishna said that you always think of Him, you can say also, think of me. This meaning, they are distorted. So, Krishna says, Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskru. And this Dr. Radha Krishna says, it is not to the Krishna person. You see? Just a big scholar, and doctor of philosophy, he cannot understand Krishna. Krishna says directly, Manmana Bhagavad Bhakta. He is interpreting in a different way. Therefore, this word is used here, Rishikesha. Rishikesham idam vakkam, Rishikesham tada vakkam idam aho mahipate. Mahipate, O king, Sanjaya was addressing Dhritarashtra. He is a king. The Mahipate, Rishikesham, Kapidhaja. Kapidhaja is nominated. So, he said, Kapidhaja. Kapidhaja is significant. Kapidhaja, Arjuna, on his stage, just like nowadays also, every nation has different types of flags. So, Arjuna also has his flag on the dhaja. Dhaja means the flag. The flag was on the top of his chariot. And it was marked with Hanuman, Bajrangaj. Bajrangaj, Hanuman, who fought for Lord Ramchandra. He is fighting for Krishna. So he is also following the footsteps of Bajrangaj. Vaishnavism is like that. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Vaishnava should follow his previous Mahajan authority. That is Vaishnavism. We don't manufacture ideas. We don't commit such rascalism. We simply accept the behavior or the activities of previous acharya. There is no difficulty. So, in the fighting principle, Arjuna is fighting for Krishna. He is following the previous fighting acharya, Hanuman. Therefore, he has depicted his flag with Hanuman. Hanuman ji, Bajranga ji, kindly help me. This is Vaishnavism. I have come here to fight for Lord Krishna. You fought also for the Lord. Kindly help me. This is the idea. Kapidhaja. So, any activities of the Vaishnava, they should always pray to the previous acharya. Kindly help me. This is, Vaishnava is always thinking himself helpless. And begging help from the previous acharya. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you find the author at the end of every chapter, Sri Rupa Raghunatha Padejare asked, Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna. His every line he is thinking of Rupa Raghunatha, previous acharya. So let me surrender to the Goswamis and they will help me how to write. You cannot write. That is not possible. So this is Vaishnava's policy. Vaishnava Thakur, Tomara Kukur Baliya Janaha Mool, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, you just accept me as your dog, as the dog watch by the indication of the master. He'll give his life. Dog has a good qualification. However, a strong dog may be, when the master orders, he'll give his life. This is dog. Faithful, so faithful to the master. So Vaishnava Thakur, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Vaishnava Thakur, tomaro kukur boliya janaha mori. My dear Vaishnava Thakur, Vaishnava Thakur means guru, kindly accept me as your dog. And he describes, I forget the exact language, that I will always try to protect you. As dog, keep watch. So I will watch, so nobody can come to disturb you. And whatever little prasadam you give me, I will be satisfied. That is the dog's qualification. The master is eating, but the dog will never come unless the master gives little morsel. He is satisfied. So this is Vaishnavism, to follow the previous achara. This is Vaishnavism. Mahajana Jainagata Sapantha Dharmasya Tattam Nihitam Guhayam Mahajana Jainagata Tarka Pratishtha Sutayo Vivinya. Tarka, if you are a very great logician, you can argue, why Krishna can be God? I can be God. By logic, you may defeat an ignorant devotee. But Shastra says, by becoming a big logician, you cannot understand transcendental knowledge. Transcendental knowledge you have to understand by submitting. Pranipatena, tadvidhi pranipatena, first of all surrender. Tadvidhi, if you want to know this transcendental science, then you must fully surrender. This is first qualification. Tadvidhi pranipatena, pariprasnena sevaya. Three things. First surrender, then if you cannot understand, then you question. Otherwise you have no right to question from a Vaishnava. Not that, can you show me God? What qualification you have got? You want to see God? Another rascal will say, yes, I will show you God. Come to me, I shall show you God. This is going. One rascal inquires, can you show me God? And the big rascal says, yes, come to me alone, I shall show you God. This business is going. God seeing is so cheap thing that any rascal comes, can you show me God? And another rascal says, yes, come to me in the evening, I shall show you. That means if he is a foolish rascal, then he will show him something magic and he will understand, I have seen God. That's all, finished. God seeing business is finished. And he comes after God seeing, he is the same. The same rascal. What improvement you have made? You have seen God. What improvement you have made? God seeing is so difficult, so cheap thing. No. So we should be very careful. If we actually are interested in understanding manusanam, it is not so easy. In the Bhagavad Gita you find, manusanam sahasreshu kaschid jatati siddhahi. Out of many millions of persons, kaschid jatati siddhahi, one person becomes interested how to make his life successful. Because they do not know what is successful life. They simply know how to work like hogs and dogs. Day and night working. And what is the goal of life? The sense gratification. Just like the hogs. Hogs will find day and night finding out where is stool. And you will eat. And as soon as the hogs become very fatty, because they eat actually very substantial. The stool is chemically very substantial food. It contains hypophosphites. The doctor said, I do not know whether they have tested. But they test it, actually. When they test in laboratory, they test. I know that. They test it. They have to test it. Because their laboratory chemical examination means the symptoms has to be written. The characteristics. Just like potassium cyanide, they have not tested. Because as soon as you test, it will die. So, chemical analysis means one has to test to find out the characteristics. So this I've seen, man, one doctor friend, he was keeping one dysentery stool in a plate. So, in his table, I saw, what is this, doctor? He saw it is to be tested, it is dysentery stool. So they test it. They have to, they take fees, everyone, medical man knows. So this hog's business is to eat stool, and as soon as he gets fatty, then sex. And that sex has no discrimination. You will see, hogs, he does not care whether mother, sister or any daughter, it doesn't matter. So this is hog civilization. Simply eating and getting strength of the senses and blood. This human life is not meant for that purpose. Therefore it is said that a person without God consciousness, Krishna consciousness, he is no better than these dogs and hogs. That's all. This is our conclusion. We don't give any formal respect. Of course we have to give because we are in this world. But at heart we cannot give respect to a person who has not any sense of Krishna consciousness. We cannot give. Because who is going to give any respect to the dogs and hogs? Savire maraha ustak kharai samstuta purusha pasuru. Therefore, Jiva Goswami has commented on this verse. If somebody says that this Mr. such and such, this doctor such and such, he is respected by so many people, and you are saying that he is a rascal, what is this? So, Jiva Goswami says that this man who is respected by, he is respected by whom? He is respected by this class of men, dogs, hogs, camel, and asses. So he is a big pashu, just like the lion. Lion is respected by, in the forest, by dogs, hogs, camel, and asses, and other animals. Because lion is the king of the animals. But does it mean, because he is designated as the king of animals, it has got any use? Has it got any use for any purpose? Similarly, these political leaders, they may be lion, but who respects them? These dogs, hogs, camels and asses, that's all. He may be big animal, but he is animal. No better than a big animal, that's all. And other animals, praises. Dogs, hogs, camels. Every word in the Srimad Bhagavata we have described. Why especially these animals have been selected? Dogs, hogs, camels and asses. Thank you very much.